Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Even though Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II passed on just a little over a year ago, today we take a look at plans for the local celebration of the late Queen's coronation that were reported in the Barbados Advocate on this day, September 18, 1952. The future Queen was to be crowned as monarch following the sudden death of her father, King George VI, on the 6th of February of that year. Even though the actual coronation ceremony was not slated until June 1953, the local government was already pressing quickly ahead with plans to celebrate the occasion on the island in a big way. In fact, according to the newspaper's report, the day before, in a meeting held in the Legislative Council Chamber, the governor, Sir Alfred Savage, declared that he had complete confidence that the organizers would, quote, see to it that the coronation celebrations in Barbados would be worthy of the occasion and would be long remembered throughout the length and breadth of the island, unquote. At that time, he was speaking to the coronation committee that had been assembled to organize the program of activities. The pool of collective talents within the committee membership was enhanced by the inclusion of several persons who had been members of the coordinating committee that organized local activities celebrating King George's coronation in 1936 to 1937. The execution of the project was to be undertaken by six subcommittees. There were general purposes, parochial coordinating, decorations and illuminations, children, adult and open sports, and ceremonial. The governor revealed that he had also asked the 11 vestries to set up coronation committees within the parishes and to work with the main parochial coordinating committee, which was chaired by the Lord Bishop, in putting together the activities throughout the parish. That gives some idea of the scope and scale of the planned exercise. As we might say, them wasn't making a sport. The governor justified the convening of the first meeting of the committee some 9 months out from the main event by saying that time was needed to allow the subcommittees to put together their programs and for monies to be secured to fund the whole exercise. It was estimated that the celebrations would cost the island the then mighty sum of $40,000. Finally, in the report carried on this day, September 18, 1952, several notable figures were included in the membership of the subcommittees. They included Grantley Adams and Hugh Cummings, who were on the General Purposes Subcommittee, and Louis Lynch, who sat on the Adult and Open Sport Subcommittee.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.